So Maggie Smith. She posted a TikTok about her shortest first date ever, and it's kind of gotten a lot of attention. Listen to it.
It did not go well. Truthfully, it lasted less than 2 minutes. I walked up, he gave me a hug and said, "Are you hungry? Let's go inside." We went inside. He said, "Actually, can you step outside for a minute?" I stepped back outside, and he said, "I'm not trying to offend you, but I'm just not feeling it."
Ooh.
So I walked to my car, came back home.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dating when you're fat sucks.
Yeah, she says dating when you're fat sucks at the end.
Oh, bless her heart.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, everybody kind of chiming in and saying, hey, you know what? Don't feel down, et cetera, et cetera. And all that is just like, you know, an awful experience for her where first date literally lasted 2 minutes. You know, she comes up.
2 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the rudest because that is obvious why.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's, I mean, he can't even sit there and say, oh, we're just not compatible. Oh, based on the things we're talking about, we're just not, you know, I don't really see a future. Like, that is about the rudest you can get. That you don't give a person more than 2 minutes. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so one, you know, and obviously, you know, a lot of people are just like, hey, keep your head up. You know, you'll find the right person. You know, that guy was obviously a jerk. You know, she's getting a lot of support, which is good, especially when you kind of put yourself out there.
Yes.
And then you get that sort of reaction.
That's when, you know, the internet can rally around you and build you back up. But still, dang.
Yeah, I mean, and like, you know, some of the comments, you can be the juiciest peach in the bowl and there's still going to be someone who doesn't like peaches. It's not you, it's him.
Someone that is
soon
true.
Will love your kind of fruit, right?
That's a really good response to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, so many people are just literally just coming and saying, you know, this guy obviously was only in it for one thing and you're better off, you know, not wasting your time. So letting her be kind of the springboard, have you had a first date experience that is memorable? We'll
less
say.
Than ideal.
Yeah.
We're talking worst first date.
Right, right, exactly. Got a message from Danielle. Met up with a guy I met online at Starbucks. He started talking nonstop about himself for 2 hours.
That's the worst.
Barely got to say a few sentences the entire time. I didn't even order anything to drink because I felt bad interrupting him to get up and order.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I think, sidebar real quick, when you meet at a coffee place, don't you say, hey, let's get some coffee and then
yes,
sit down?
Yes, you order first and then sit down.
So that was an error first
on both
off.
Their parts,
right,
yes.
Exactly. They should have at least gotten the coffee first before they sat down. She goes
2 hours?
Yeah, she goes on and says, he didn't even get up to order any coffee for himself. I felt so stuck sitting there and listening to this guy. I wondered how he was able to speak for 2 hours without having anything to drink. He must have been really thirsty afterward. LOL.
LOL. And then probably it's just like, well, she didn't even talk.
Right.
He's probably like, you know, talking to his friends like, well, yeah, I'm probably not going to go out with her. She didn't even speak.
Right. Right. Exactly.
I didn't realize he didn't give her a chance. Listen, I am teaching, especially my son as he approaches dating age to like not do that. There is an art to communication, to being able to have a conversation that is a back and forth. It is a skill I think a lot of kids are probably not going to have with growing up in this digital age of texting and doing all the things. Like, I feel like they're really losing the ability to learn how to communicate.
Yeah.
And I'm teaching them all that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, you got to get out there and actually do it to learn those skills for sure.
And we practice it at home. Becca says, I've got another coffee story for you. Met a guy for coffee, and after some small talk, a woman walked up to our table and tearfully introduced herself as his wife.
Oh, gosh.
Turns out he was a lying liar, not a divorcee. Mortified.
Wow.
I will never forget what she said to me. She stuck her hand out and said, hello, dear. I'm his wife.
Oh, my gosh.
I was in such shock. I could only shake her hand and say hello.
Wow.
The dude immediately stood up, rushed her out. He said nothing to me at that moment, but did try to text me the next week. Blocked.
Wow.
That's some audacity right
there. Okay. All right. Would love to hear some more. 502-795-1997. Your crazy first date story. Can you build on that? Let us know. We'd love to hear your stories coming up. Got any interesting first date stories to share? It's 99.7 EJX. Hi, Ben and Kelly. This after Maggie, who on TikTok kind of went viral because she literally, her first date ended after 2 minutes.
He ended it.
Yeah, he ended it.
2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And just said that, oh, they're just not feeling it.
Right.
Which is about the rudest thing you could possibly do. You really give somebody 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can't feel it. Come on now.
Okay.
Got a message from a listener. I had a first date where this guy I like brought his little sister because his dad said he couldn't go on a date without her.
Oh.
The whole time through the date, he was spending more time with her than me. And mind you, the sister was 14, could have done her own thing. But he wanted to spend more time with her, even knowing they lived together and I would only see him at work. That relationship ended up toxic. Interesting.
Okay. Well, it's good that he wants to spend time with his sister.
Right. Exactly. I mean,
maybe not necessarily during a date.
Yeah. I'm not going to fault him for wanting to spend time with his sister, but you know.
I mean, I keep harping to both my kids. I'm like, you guys got to like each other and spend time together. You guys should be ride or die together. We're family.
Well, there it is. Just send Ava on any date that Jake may go on and vice versa.
Okay.
Ride or die.
Tammy said this guy invited me to a movie. He showed up 20 minutes late. Mm-hmm. No communication about it. He smelled like BO.
Oh.
And afterward, the first thing he did was complain about his ex-wife.
Oh.
I said, best of luck to you. I'm not interested, and blocked him.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh,
yeah, do the smell check. Yeah. You know, you got to make sure you're putting on the DO for the BO, maybe a little spritz, some body spray, cologne, something like that.
Kara, the guy showed up a half hour late in an arm cast.
He
ordered a steak where then he asked me to cut it up for him. Throughout dinner, all he talked about was himself, complained about his job. Afterward, he asked me to drive him to his car, which was only a few blocks away. Tried to kiss me at the end of the date. I gave him the cheek. He called me selfish.
Oh, wow.
Next day, he asked for a second date.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No, thank you.
Nope, that's not going to happen.
No, thank you. I bet I could only imagine the looks of people in the restaurant as she's cutting up his steak like a little kid.
That literally sounds like a bit that we would have sent like a stunt person out.
Yes.
To do, like a long time ago.
Like, listen, be the worst date you possibly can.
Yeah. All right. We're going to put you in a cast. You're going to need to also go to the bathroom and ask if someone can like unzip your fly. So
no.
They can help you go to the restroom.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot.
Sarah said I had a Bumble date, a coffee date with a guy who showed up straight from the gym, smelly and all.
Wow. All right.
Nonstop talked about his bouncer stories. And acted out with loud yelling and swearing and gestures how he would beat people up.
Wow.
Then topped it off with telling me about how he hates drunk hysterical girls and wished he could punch their teeth in.
Oh, my gosh.
Needless to say, I excused myself early. And when he messaged me the next day with, thought I scared you off, I blocked him.
Yeah. Guess what? Yeah, you did.
You did. 100%
you did.
Accurate. Thank you.
You did.
Yeah.
All right. One last one. Met for coffee. When he arrived, found out he has no inside voice.
Oh, he was just talking really loudly all the time.
I lowered my voice, but it didn't work.
Oh, he didn't follow.
Now I'm practically whispering, but he's not taking the hint. Finally, drag him outside to say that I'm really uncomfortable with him shouting all my business to everyone in the coffee shop.
Oh, gosh.
And he tells me he's been told this before.
Oh, okay. Still have some work to do on that. Yeah.
She goes, nopity, nope. Nice
Does
to meet
he
you.
Have
Good
a,
luck.
A legit hearing problem? Like, yeah. he might need to check his hearing because he may not be able to hear himself.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Bless his heart, though.
Well, we feel for y'all. Hopefully, you're in better spots now. All right?
Yes, and hopefully Maggie, who started this whole conversation, has a better experience moving forward.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Sorry. One last one. Showed up with the tan line on his ring finger. Need I say more?
Wow.
Well, that's bold.
Yeah. That was there recently.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. There you go. Good stories. Thanks for those.